4. One morning, the Bolognian and the Libyan left. I spent an hour, more or less, going through the drawers to see whether they'd stolen anything. Nothing was missing. Even I couldn't deny that their conduct had been impeccable for the 5 days they'd stayed with us. They always washed the dishes. 3 times they made dinner themselves, and they didn't try anything with me, which was important. I could sense the interest in their eyes, in the way they moved, and the way they talked to me, but I also noted their self-control and found it flattering. I'd only had one boyfriend in my life, and we had broken up shortly before my parents' car accident on that terrible southern highway. My boyfriend lived nearby and was the same age as me, so it wasn't long before I saw him with another girl, both of them looking happy, near the entrance to a club. I was on my way home from my job at the salon. It was a Saturday, and I was walking in a daze, staring up at the sky, which, as I've said, looked stranger every day. My ex-boyfriend was with his new girlfriend, propped on the wall outside the club, and when he saw me go by, he said my name. I lowered my eyes, and there he was. He was smiling a friendly smile. I smiled at him, too. He asked if I had dropped out of school. I didn't answer. I thought for a second that the logical thing would be to stop and talk to him and his new girlfriend, but instead I kept walking. When I had gone a little way, I stared up at the sky again, and I had the feeling that I was living on another planet. So much for that. You couldn't say I'd gained much experience with my boyfriend. He was an ordinary guy, and I liked him. And then one day I stopped liking him. That was all. With the Bolognian and the Libyan, it was different, because they shared meals with us, slept in my parents' room, and watched me from up close in a way that no one except my brother ever had. What do they see? I wondered. What face? What eyes do they see? I didn't wonder this very often, but once or twice I did. Now I know that there's no such thing as closeness. One person's eyes are always shut. The first person sees and the second doesn't. Or the second person sees and the first doesn't. Only a mother can be close. But that was unknown territory back then. A blank space. There was only the illusion of closeness.